Back in Alba, Class B State Championship game. The Laverne Tigers lead the Dewar Dragons 12-8 on interception by Laverne. Gives them the football now. We want to thank Security State Bank of Laverne. They've been serving the area since 1921. You can trust the bank, the people, and the service at the Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easier with customer service 24/7. Visit their website at ssbcheyenne.bank. That's C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E.bank. Or stop by 111 East Jane Giroux, the Security State Bank of Laverne, proud supporter of the Laverne Tigers, member FDIC.
Do you realize how much of this has been played on the Dewar side of the field? Only about 30 seconds on that one drive for Dewar when they just sped down the field.
Now Laverne with the football. And Bachelman now in motion from the right side. The gives to Massey as the fullback, and he takes it forward. Going to get stuck just about a yard shy of the first down at the 40-yard line. And a quick hitter there by Laverne, trying to get to that line and run a play.
And I like that. Just quick hitter. You said it, and then it just exploded for about 4 yards.
Third and they bled Shattuck to death with those little 4 and 5 yard quick hitters like that, and they're looking.
Well, that's just exactly what Chris just said. A quick hitter maybe will keep the hole open and keep the linebackers from getting to him so quick.
Everybody bunched in. Third and a long one here for the Tigers. Bachelman to the right. Massey's the Freeman tries to take it upside. He's stuck quickly and blown up at the line of scrimmage. And that time, that was a big play by there. It looked like number 31, Taylor Maldonado. He's playing great out there. Another tackle by Maldonado.
And that's what we've seen. You know, again, the slow developing plays, those linebackers and safeties are so fast that they can close the hole in a hurry. And that's why the quick hitter has been working getting some lead blockers around the outside. Either one of those has been working.
Huge fourth and one upcoming on the 40-yard line of Dewar for Laverne. Another I formation. Lovell's your fullback. Bachelman's your tailback. Freeman under center. The give to Bachelman. Following Lovell's lead up. Stuck by Fowler. Did he get there? It's going to be real close.
I think he got it.
He is right there.
The linesman has just come in, and he's marked the ball just inside the 39, so I think he's going to have enough yards. They might have to
– It's right. If they mark it
– They might have marked it.
They might have – boy, where he was standing originally, it was a first down.
He come in at the first down marker. Now they're marking it – I think he's three, 4 inches short.
I do, too.
They're going to measure it here.
They marked that back from what the lineman had. He was standing right on the line, on the sideline, and then when they came in, they marked it back, and that spot may cost Laverne a first down.
Now, yes. The refs in black and orange said he didn't get it. We'll see if the real spot gives it to him, and it is close. I don't think he got it.
I think they got
it. No good. The spot is no good, and Laverne comes up short. They give the ball right back to the Dragons at the 41-yard or the 39-yard line.
I think they moved that on the spot. And
yes, they did.
And I don't think they did a very good job.
I mean, the guys in these – what I always say is when you run in there, the guy on the other side's mocking your spot, and he mm-hmm. mocked his spot, and they were all right on the 39. Then they marked it 3 inches short. So just their style. I mean, so that right, wrong, or indifferent, it's their style. So Deer's got the ball.
Quickly out the 39-yard line. Spread one receiver wide each side. One back in the backfield with Fowler. He's in the shotgun. There goes the snap. He fakes the give. Quick slant inside to Bryson, and he's stuck right away by Lovell, but he picked up the first down on the play. He got hit short of the first down, then fell forward, got past it. First down out the midfield for Dewar. Shotgun snap, quick give to Maxwell. This time he runs up. No way to go. They stretch it out and blown up and tackled by Bachelman. Great job by Cooper Long, who blew that thing up at the line of scrimmage and stretched the play out. Maxwell lost a yard on that play.
Got aggressive. They got aggressive on that play, got across the line of scrimmage.
And Fowler now quickly to the line of scrimmage. One receiver wide each side. One back in the backfield. Brownfield looks confused. Now Fowler looks confused. He's looking over as they're going to change the play here. Now they're going to stop again. Play clock now to 21. Gun snap to Fowler. They fake the give to Maxwell. Up the middle again. Blown up again. And the defense from Laverne and another stuff tried to do a keeper in the middle. And Gabe Lovell dives on top of that pile.
Yeah,
there.
Lovell shut that play down right at the hole.
Also, Rustin Domi in there blowing that thing
Domi
up.
Domi was the one that defeated the center and caused the play to blow up. And, boy, that's a great defensive play right there.
Twins receivers left, one wide right, third and 13. Shotgun snap to Fowler. He looks right. Now he looks back to his left, middle of the field. Popped up in the air and incomplete to Brownfield. Bachelman went for the interception. Brownfield's to the 20. Makes a man miss at the 20, and he's going to walk into the end zone in a 50-yard touchdown pass. Bachelman went for the pick. Didn't get it. And Brownfield makes a move at the end on Logan Freeman and gets into the end zone, touchdown, Dewar Dragons.
It looked like Balkeman was at the very least going to knock that down, but he just didn't get extended. I think the ball got there a little faster than he's anticipated.
Just misjudged it a few inches, Chris.
Just didn't get extended enough. It looked like surely he was going to at least knock it down, if not intercept. Just didn't. I think the ball was more velocity than what he thought.
It caught me by surprise because I really thought the ball was going to be hit to the turf. Next thing we know, we see the receiver going down the field for a touchdown.
And a 50-yard touchdown pass. Fowler to Brownfield. Now they're going to go for two. Gives the lead back to the Dragons, 14-12.
Game of inches.
One or two receivers left, one to the right. They're going to put Maxwell in motion. They're going to fake the pitch to Maxwell, and we got flags all over the field. That's going to be a motion penalty. More than likely.
Actually, I think the Dewar coach has called for a timeout.
Oh, he did.
Yeah,
oh,
he was wanting
he didn't
a timeout.
Like
so we'll see if he got the timeout before he got the penalty.
Was a late timeout, and I don't think they're going to give him the penalty. We're going to take a break with them. So Dewar takes the lead. They're going to line up and go for two here when we come back. With 9:26 left, it is Dewar 14, Laverne 12 here at a Class B state championship. Back after this on our road to the top.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Save up to $11,000 on construction equipment or get 0.99% APR financing for 72 months. Now through December 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Back here in Alpha, the Class B state championship game. Back and forth we go as a 3rd and 13 gets turned into a 50-yard touchdown pass from Joey Fowler to Thomas Brownfield. That is Joey Fowler's 63rd touchdown of the year. And that puts the Dragons in front right now. They're going to go for two upcoming after that timeout.
So the coach was calling the timeout before the delay game penalty comes, so that's why they put the ball back at the 3-yard line for the extra point.
Now one back to the left. Maxwell moves back to the right of Fowler. He's got one receiver in his slot. He's going to roll right. He's going to look back to his left. He's under pressure, so now he rolls back to his left, throws it up for grabs in the end zone, and it is no good. He was hounded by Gabe Lovell and Cooper Long back there. So the extra point is no good, and that will leave the score at 12-8. Dewar leads Laverne. We'll keep it right here as we take a break. Since we just took one here. So just like that, you're Laverne. You got him backed up 3rd and 13. And then game of inches, Houston Bachelman just doesn't get to that ball. Now Brownfield takes it into the end zone.
Yeah, right there, Chris, has got to give Laverne a little bit of confidence. If you'll put a little pressure on him, he's not near as accurate with the football. You got to get some pressure on the quarterback.
And that's what they did that time.
Yeah, they brought a blitzing linebacker from their right side. And the quarterback was to him, and when he saw him, it was too late,
and
he spun
the,
out.
They brought the linebacker for pressure. Then the defensive ends broke down and didn't let Fowler didn't have anywhere to go. And I think that's a key, too. You've got to be smart about where that pressure comes from, because you can't just bring pressure, because he'll sidestep you and off he goes.
Yeah, he looked up, and there were two or three Tigers tracking him down right there, and he had to throw it. And like I said, you get him off balance and out of the pocket. These quarterbacks, maybe not as good as they are if you let them sit in there all day long.
9:25 now left in half. Laverne will be out in the field to receive this kick. Dewar taking their time here. They lead now 14-12. So we've had only one of four two-point conversions have been good. Usually those come up pretty big down the stretch of these games.
How many eight-man games turn out hinge on the extra points?
Yes.
Who made a few extra?
So now Brownfield going to kick it off. He just scored that touchdown. Now he's going to do the kicking duties here for the Dragons. And Bachelman back deep to receive. His feet are at the 20-yard line right now. We'll see if he tries to pop this one up again, and he will kick this one deep. It's a line drive right to Houston. He bobbles a little bit, picks it up at the 25. Now he's going to take off middle of the field. Nice patience by Houston Bachelman right up the middle. Nice return. He's going to get it all the way back to the 43-yard line and took what the defense gave him, and Laverne now going to be set up in their own territory at the 43 to start this drive, 1st and 10.
See if Coach Woods doesn't have, he's been pounding this ball. See if he don't maybe pound a little bit and then raise up and see if he can catch him napping. It'll be interesting to see, because he's been pretty conservative so far.
I'd like to see Laverne get a 8-9 yard pickup on first down, just to see, like you said, what second one, second two, and you can surprise him a little bit here.
And now bunch formation for the Tigers. They're going to drop back. Freeman's going to follow a lead block up around the left side, far side of the field. He gets all the way up to the 50 before he's brought down. That time they muscle the line of scrimmage forward. And about a 7-yard pickup. Going to bring up second and three now for Laverne.
That's been a good play for Laverne tonight today. I think the eight-man coaches like to call that swab. The quarterback steps back and he maybe gives a little hint. He's going to the right and then he just takes off to the left.
As good as that front three is, Baylor Selby, Marshall Bean, James Bryson, Ford Dewar, they're a little bit out undersized up there in this one. And that time they've been pushed around a little bit, the line of scrimmage. Now the snap, they give it to Lovell, right side. They got to bring down Gabe Lovell. A little spin move by the big guy out to the 40-yard line, and he's still on his feet. He will not go down until they blow the whistle. He still didn't go down. They blew it dead at the 40-yard line. And you may have had to have everybody in Dewar to tackle him on that one, as that time he got all the way, big run that time by Lovell.
And you have to be careful. He had to hold that ball, but teams have been taught to strip, and so when you're stood up, you better grab that football.
One receiver out wide, far side, Freeman in the gun, one back to his left, it's Lovely, fakes the give, now left side, Peyton Freeman got a little space, he's got a little room, he's down to the 20, he's got one man to beat, to the 10, to the 5, and dragged down, Bradfield grabs his ankles at the 5, and he gets inside the 5-yard line, and we got a flag on the ground.
Yeah, the flag is at the 37-yard line, and typically that's holding, but let's diagnose this and see
would have been a huge pickup by Peyton Freeman.
Yes, holding.
And well, I tell you what, if you're Laverne, you're feeling like maybe you're not getting they've absorbed a lot more.
You're not getting the benefit.
Right.
Yeah, you're not getting much benefit from the guys, but boy, that was a big play right there.
Man, I mean, just game-changing type
deal. That's two right now.
They say the hold took place a little downfield, so now it's a first and around a 17. So it wasn't as bad as it could have been, I suppose, but it negates that huge play by Peyton Freeman. And now Laverne going to have that first and 17. Ball's now marked at the 47-yard line. Receiver wide, near side. Going to be a give is to the tailback, Mason Massey. He's still on his feet, gets hit. Once he's still on his feet, spins around, takes three or four Dragon to take him to the ground, pickup of gets right around, just shy of the original line of scrimmage. They might have given it to him. I think they did. So another 7-yard pickup, second and 10. And ball's going to be placed right at the 40-yard line for Laverne.
They've been able to overcome these penalties, but boy, I tell you, it makes it tough on you especially when you were down inside the 5.
14-12, Dewar in front. This time the bunch formation. Give us to Bachman following his lead block up the middle. He's stuck quickly by Fowler right around after a pickup of about 3 yards. Going to make it third and 7. Ball going to be over at the far hash. And Bachman a little slow getting up this time.
Yeah, they're hitting them low, and you know they're kind of getting around your ankles and your knees, and that's kind of stinging a little bit. Because they're trying to knock you off your feet.
Yeah, they've been pretty successful at grabbing at the ankles and tripping up guys before they get ahead of steam. And that seems to be part of the game plan for these Dragons.
Watch Laverne here. Sometime during this game, I feel like they're setting themselves up to run the bootleg because, boy, they got flow coming from Dewar when they hand that ball off.
Massey to the right of Freeman. He gives it to Mason Massey, left side. Massey still at his feet. He gets hit twice. He might have got the first down. Good hard run, Mason Massey. They're going to spot him right at that line. I think he got it.
Well, I'm not going to guess anymore because they're already in this from what they did today. He got the first down, but.
Yeah, I'm looking at – I'll give you this perspective from the official. I thought he was down about the 30 and a half, and they marked him right on the 30, and the 30 is where they had to go for a first down. So we'll take it, right?
That's back-to-back runs where Mason Massey got – the initial contact was a couple yards downfield, and he picked up another 7 or 8.
Absolutely.
Nice run by Massey.
Physical running.
And two backs in the backfield now, Freeman under center, power formation, Lovell's the fullback, Bachman the tailback, everybody jumping a little bit for Dewar, they fake the give to Bachman, it's on the ground, he dropped it and had to pick it up, as he thought he was being faked to him, instead Freeman tried to hand it to him.
Freeman was a little further away from him than he thought he was, and he handed it off a little bit low, that's the reason the handoff wasn't clean, so
boy,
he's got to get that thing stuck up his numbers.
Laverne's doing everything they want, but penalties and plays like that have just been a killer to them.
The only good news if you're Laverne is in this drive is you're chewing a lot of clock. So despite penalties, a lot of time off the clock right now, and that's what you want. One receiver wide, far left. Give us to Lovell, the fullback. He lowers his shoulder, takes three Dewar Dragons to bring him down. Fowler was there. Brownfield was there. And Lovell refused to go down. Picked up a couple on the play. Going to be third and long.
But they needed, you know, they needed five or six on that play. They need to get that, you know, third and eight, you know, something like that. And now you're really behind the chains here.
Third and 13 is a difficult spot. Now, we're going to see. Let's see what they do here.
Ball at the 33, 5-10, 14-12. Dewar leads. One receiver wide, far side. Freeman in the shotgun. One back in the backfield. He fakes the give. He drops back the pass. He's looking deep. Middle of the field. Tries to loft one in. Is it picked off? I believe it is picked off at the 5-yard line. He was looking deep. Double coverage he threw it into, and that's intercepted. And that's Joey Fowler with the interception on defense at the 5-yard line of the Dragons.
One thing I think that they're going to look at is on those long passes is there were three defenders there, and there's got to be a room for a running back to slip out and go underneath that coverage for good yard.
You're exactly right, Chris, and that's what I noticed on that play. He was the only receiver in the secondary to be thrown to, and so they need to figure out another way to get a back, like you said, out of the backfield and maybe slip somebody past the linebackers.
Dewar deep in their own territory now at the 5-yard line. Fowler after that interception to give to Maxwell, middle of the field. He shakes off a tackler, drives up to the right hash past the 10-yard line, and just shy of the first down marker and a quick 8-yard pickup for Sean Maxwell to bring up second and two. And Dewar quickly back to the football. And a quick snap to Fowler. Give it to Maxwell again. This time he goes near side. Cooper Long there to meet him and drags him, wrestles him to the ground, rather, and drags him down just shy. He might have lost a yard on that play. I think he did. Going to be third and two and a half.
Talk about a big play right here in this football game.
Well, you got to pin down here inside their own 15-yard line. This is a good place for a stop.
I think you got to get aggressive. You've got to get a back across that line of scrimmage. You've got to catch him.
Pressure the quarterback.
Nice job of Cooper staying at home, too. If he got sucked in, that may have been broken out around the edge. And that was a shotgun snap. They faked the Maxwell. Quick throw to the flat to Bryson on the right side. He's going to make a little stutter move, and Logan Freeman drags him out of bounds right around the 27-yard line. As they're going to mark him out, but it's going to be enough for first down for Dewar. And that time they faked the give and a little throw out the into the flat to Bryson. That one receiver wide, far side, one back in the backfield with Fowler. And the give is to Maxwell, left side, and he's upended after busting through the line. Bachelman brings him down. Another quick pickup by Maxwell, and that's another 6 yards.
Just got to keep this defense from breaking down right here.
And now quick snap again. Another give to Maxwell up the middle. He's hit, but not before he hits the first down. And a flag on the ground, and that's going to be a face mask. More than likely, I think Tate Domi was there on the hit.
Boy, every flag is went against Laverne.
Well, I'm not saying let's just call like it is. The white cap has been intimidated by the coach. There's no other way to put it. He is. And that coach is very animated. He's out there on the field. And
right now, behind
I think Coach Woods is going to have a little conference here because, again, I'm not saying that they're biased or anything. I'm just saying right now they've been intimidated.
It was a stuff on the play, but the face mask is going to give them the first down anyway. Now the ball is going to be at the 43-yard line. They started this drive from their own 5. And now one receiver wide each side. Fowler fakes the snap. Now he's looking to the sideline, change the play. He's got Maxwell to his right. There's 3:31 left in the half. Dewar lead 14-12. Give to Maxwell. Tries to go up the middle again, and he's wrestled down once more after pickup of another 5 yards. Ball going to be right around the 47-yard line, right in the middle of the Ranger. Quickly to the line of scrimmage again. One receiver wide inside. Snap to Fowler. Give to Maxwell. Same play, and he's drugged down again. They're going to keep running it till Laverne stops it. He's going to be about a yard and a half shy of the first down. So third and two upcoming.
They're isolating that defensive end, and the linebacker doesn't have time to get there to help.
And
they're just reading off him.
Yeah, they keep heading that way around the right side.
They're having a lot of success on that right side. Yep. There is running the ball.
One receiver wide each side, one back in the backfield. Same formation, give to Maxwell. This time he comes towards us, and he's blown up on the ground. Is Massey got a hand on him, but I think he's going to be right at that first down marker, and probably enough. As Massey made a nice play, but I don't think he kept him shy of the first down. It is a first down for the Duke Dragons, and they've crossed midfield. Now they're at their 47 of Laverne, leading 14-12 with 2:29 left in his half. And Laverne now hands on hips a little bit, trying to find some energy here. Has been able to gash him up the middle a little bit right there on that right side. One receiver wide each side, back in the backfield. Same formation. Been really the same formation for this drive, and they fake the toss sweep. Now they do toss it around to the right side to Maxwell. They had the read on Domi, who pushes him out of bounds at the 40 as Domi stayed with Fowler. He had to make a decision. He made it late and was able to get to Maxwell before he got a huge gain. But still, Sean Maxwell with another big pickup at the 35-yard line.
Is there a penalty flag?
There's
on
a flag
the,
on the
penalty
field.
At the 29.
All the way down.
In the secondary, yeah.
Long way down there. And I'm not sure what this would be unless it's a block all the
could
way down.
Could be a block in the back on the wide receiver. He was blocking downfield in front of that.
Look at here. First.
And Coach Bean has had a conversation with every referee on the field at some point today. And that will be on Dewar. They're already marking it back. And they're going to say
dead ball personal foul
on the Dragons.
Well, that's a first big break.
All the way down there. Interesting. That must have been far away from the football.
I didn't see what happened there. It was something after the play. So, yeah.
So the Tigers finally catch a break, and they'll ball out at the 50-yard line.
Coach Bean's still in the fish's face.
And a first and 20 upcoming. As this ball gets moved back. First and 10. They're saying it was all the way downfield. This looks like a first and 10 now. As the flip penalty late quarterback keeper to the left of Fowler. There's nobody there. He goes around to the left. He's to the 35 and walks out of bounds at the 30. He's chased down by Logan Freeman. And just like that, Joey Fowler picks up the yards and gets all the way back to the 30-yard line.
They got by with a push back in the back on the wide receiver. He pushed the safety all the way inside, and that created the space for the quarterback to run.
Yeah, Coach Wood saw it.
Give to Maxwell, middle of the field. He's missed, makes a man miss. They almost had him. Ball's on the ground. Did they get to it? And they're saying he was down, I believe, before he left.
I think that's the right call.
Freeman would have grabbed it.
Yeah, the ground caused the fumble.
It's going to be a pickup of six again for Maxwell. And again, Laverne trying to rotate guys as quick as they can, trying to keep fresh bodies in there. Bags runs to the sideline. Fowler with the fake snap. Now he's looking back, changing the play. One receiver wide each side. Maxwell again to his right. Laverne up in the box right now. There's a fake to get to Maxwell. Quick slant left side of Brownfield. Driven, he's grabbed by Carson Lovell. And now he's grabbed by Rustin Domi and Carson Lovell. And finally brought down inside the 20-yard line. And that was a quick throw. That was James Bryson on that reception.
Yeah, it's a 7-yard pass there. The slant route was open, and he put it right on the money. A little bit low, but he let it out there in front of him just right.
And Laverne's giving him that slant. They're giving him that inside every time.
And now back in the shot, the fake to get to Maxwell. This time it's blown up by Domi, who grabs Maxwell and doesn't let him go anywhere. And Rustin fight through that line again. And Rustin Domi playing really well today.
It was kind of funny when Domi had Maxwell was standing there, and he finally said, "I better get down because I can't go anywhere."
He knew what was coming.
Here they come.
Hold him up there. Gabe Love will come there. Could be the end of your evening.
Yeah, Littlewood got him. He's waiting for the big one.
One receiver wide each side. Same formation they did in the drive. Maxwell in the backfield. They fake give bootleg right side. Foul cuts up inside, back in the middle of the field. He's going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Joey Fowler. One guy got his shoulder pad. He shakes him off. That's going to be a 16-yard touchdown run, and Dewar now leads 20-12.
Yeah, just come at you from so many different directions. They scheme this thing. They get you out of position. And quite frankly, Laverne is putting their end out kind of on an island, and what they're doing is they're making him make a decision to go in or out, and then they're just optioning around whatever he does.
And you don't have any help out there. That's the problem. No help out there. To defend that.
Get your linebackers inside.
Fowler now for the two-point conversion. He's been hard to come by today. Maxwell to his left. It's an option play. It's going to be a lead block by Maxwell. Nice block by Maxwell. Fowler waltzes in. 22-12. I'm sorry, your score here. Dewar leads Laverne in a Class B state championship game. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on our K101 Road to the Top.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Back in Alva, the Dewar Dragons lead the Laverne Tigers in your Class B state championship game, 22-12. As Joey Fowler now has crossed 15,000 all-purpose yards in his career, 4,000 all-purpose yards for this season. What a career, what a year for Mr. Fowler. Also has his ninth interception today.
You know, the thing about Fowler, he makes it look so easy. It's, you know, sometimes they're, you know, making jukes and jives, and he just kind of just smooth and just, yes. But he gets the job done.
Tall, athletic, good-looking kid, yes.
59 seconds now left in the half, so they're going to kick it deep. And Brownfield tries to angle out of bounds. It does. It goes out of bounds right around the 25-yard line. So Laverne going to be set up with decent field position here, but only a minute to go, and not exactly a quick strike offense for these Tigers.
No, they need to keep. I think they need to keep doing what they're good at. You know, there's only 59.6 seconds left in the first half here, but they need to keep within their game plan. This game's not out of reach at all. It's a 10-point ball game.
I would like to see him run that deep pass, but then run the guy to the backfield and see if you can't pick up 30, 40 yards by a guy getting behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they got to get the tight end involved for sure.
Massey's going to be wide left. Bachelman's to the right of Freeman. He's in the shotgun. The give is to Bachelman, left side following Domi's block. He's got a little bit of space. Bachelman's got a little room. He dances around out and driven out of bounds to the 50, and a little late contact there. And they're going to finally throw a flag on the Dewar Dragons. And that time, even about 5 yards out of bounds, and the contact's still coming for Houston. He throws up his hands, and that's going to be a penalty.
Yeah, it's a good run there, 15 yards, and the safety makes the tackle, but he drives him plumb to the sideline on an 8-man or an 11-man field and then tries to throw him down.
Flat at the 48-yard line, it could move it even further, and now that only took 8 seconds. All of a sudden, they're in Dewar territory quickly here for Laverne.
They're going to have that at the 35-yard line, so this changes the game right here. Now you've got 52 seconds, you got timeouts. Now you're thinking, let's go score.
Well, that's a big break for Laverne right there. Now they got to 50 seconds to go. I think they've only used one timeout, so they got two left. So, again, punch it in right
here. Mason Massey's the quarterback right now. There goes the snap. The give is to Bachelman. No, it was Freeman. The give is to Bachelman, left side. That's the same play of just about, and he's going to get 5 yards, but he didn't get out of bounds,
I don't think.
That's
a key. They got
to
get time
here. Now the clock
here.
Is ticking. So they're going to have to call timeout. They do have a couple. And
I think they did call timeout.
So Laverne's going to take a timeout. Why they do that, we want to thank the Security State Bank of Laverne. They've been serving the area since 1921. You could trust the bank, the people, and the service at the Security State Bank of Laverne. They make mobile banking easier with customer service 24/7. Visit their website. It's SSB Cheyenne. That's SSBCHEYENNE.bank. Or stop by 111 East James Road. The Security State Bank of Laverne, proud supporters of the Laverne Tigers, member FDIC.
This is a good timeout here for Laverne. They're facing a 2nd and 5, Chris. And like you said, they only have 40 seconds to go here. If they don't get what they want running the ball, they're going to have to take shots to the zone here shortly.
Well, I think you're right. Right there, like, you know, Bachelman, you've got to get out of bounds there. You have to. You can't waste all your timeouts now. So if you're going to run the football, you got to tell your guys, unless there's a big yardage in front of you, get out of bounds.
Yeah, the first down gets you a timeout for a few seconds, but you got to get out of bounds when you're running it down over to the sideline. Like, he's only a yard from the sideline.
One receiver wide each side. Lovell in the slot to the left. Freeman in the gun at 43 seconds left. A 10-point lead for the Dragons. Give is to Lovell on a sweep around the right side at the hash, and that's not going to pick up much. He's even shy of the first down by about a yard. Clock continues to tick. 33 seconds to go. Laverne's getting to the football. They're going to try to run a play here. Same formation. Freeman talking to Lovell now. He's going to get in the shotgun. Looking over a level to his left in the slot. Takes a shotgun snap to his right. Rolls right. Throws right. Sideline. Bachelman bobbled out of bounds. And no good. Incomplete. And I don't know if he'd had room to come down even if he did catch it.
He was close, but the ball was thrown high, so he didn't get a chance to get his feet down. When you got to leave your feet, it's a little hard to get them down to the to get them in bounds after the catch.
I think these couple of runner plays have burned a lot of clock.
A yard for the first down here. Snap to Freeman. He looks left. Throws it to Domi, the tight end, who bobbles it, and it's blown up on the fourth down play. And they're going to turn it over on downs with 17 seconds to go. They tried to find Domi, thrown a little bit behind him.
Yeah, that was the key to that play right there. Domi was open, and he had some running room if he catches it, but threw the half yard behind him, and he had to reach back for it and missed it.
So on a fourth and a yard, they come up short, give the ball back to Dewar with 17 seconds to go.
You better not go to sleep.
Looks like we got a timeout by the Dragons here as they are taking their time in the huddle. Nope, they didn't call timeout. They're just talking about it forever.
And the play clock. The play clock. Yeah.
15 seconds left. Usually they're so fast to the huddle, I'm assuming they're going to run a play. And now they got one receiver wide each side, Maxwell, this time to the left of Joey Fowler. And they're just with 3 seconds left. No, they snap the ball. Fowler's going to roll left. He looks left. He's under pressure. Now he's going back to his right. Gets a great block on the outside, and a flag is down. And Fowler dances around and goes out of bounds because no one was open. Nice coverage by the Tigers. And this looks like it's going to be probably a block in the back.
The quarterback was over here on the left side of the field. When he changed directions and went back to the right, they did block a Laverne lineman in the back here to be a 10-yard penalty.
And I tell you, it was almost disaster for Laverne because you had Fowler one-on-one with a defender. Yeah. And if had they not seen that flag, he saw the flag, and he might have juked him and gone all the way.
Well, he kind of gave up on the play, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Over on the sideline, he kind of eased out of bounds thinking, well, going to be penalized anyway. So
now back to 15 with 8 seconds left, and we'll see if Dewar's probably just going to be happy to go into the half with a 10-point lead here. And they're now under center, which they don't do much, and that's indeed what they do. They take a knee, and that's going to do it for the first half. The Dewar Dragons lead Laverne 22-12 here in our K101 Road to the Top. We'll be back after this with halftime. Do not leave us. Great football game here in Class B State Championship. Dewar 22, Laverne 12. Back after this on our K101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right. 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down at 0% APR for 36 months or save $300 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Back here in Alva, campus of Northwestern Oklahoma State, as the Dewar Dragons lead the Laverne Tigers 22-12 here at Class B State Championship. And I don't know what's going to happen today, but I think we certainly have the two best teams in Class B on that field right now.
Boy, there's no question about that. Both contrasting styles. Dewar likes to throw it. They can run it, but they like to throw it a lot. And Laverne likes to pound it out and get you three or four downs and a first down, and then just keep driving down the field. You like to possess the football and keep the ball away from Dewar. So. They got a lot of things to talk about at half, Chris. Make some adjustments and try to slow down slow down some of the big plays for Duer and maybe open their offense up a little bit.
Well, you know, when you really look back at it, that was the kind of half Laverne wanted. They just came up a couple inches short on that first down mark, you know, about 3 inches short.
Yep.
And had they taken that and gone in, maybe it's a tie. The other thing is it's so important in eight-man is really two scores down now. When if they've made both their extra points, it'd be 6 points down. And that's huge. That's 10 instead, 6 instead of 10. And that's huge in this game and how you look at it. Like you look at it, man, we're two scores down right now. Whereas you make your extra points, you're one or maybe just a touchdown down. So that, but I think that what Laverne has to do is go in and say, listen, they're going to score on us. We can't get our heads down. We've got to cut out our mistakes and we got to take advantage of what we can do because we, you know, we dominated that court that half physically.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. They did. And, you know, they got an interception and they've had this is the deal, guys. They've had a short field the whole first half. They got the ball on the onside kick and they got the interception here at the midfield area. So they've had a pretty short field and they've pinned Duer down there a couple times, but we haven't had a putt yet.
No, we haven't had a putt. We had a couple plays. We had Bachelman who was about half a foot away from batting a ball down that ended up being a touchdown. We had a ball tipped for an interception by Duer that went to the 1 yard line for Laverne. So several individual plays could have turned this thing on its head a couple different times. So I think in the second half, it's going to be who makes those plays. I mean, it's Saturday here. It's playing for a gold ball. Someone's got to make the big play to bring your team over the top because both these teams are pretty evenly matched in what has felt like a game that's akin to, I guess, driving in Los Angeles. It goes 100 miles an hour, and then it's a traffic jam. And then it's 100 miles an hour, and then it's a traffic jam. And that's what we're kind of looking at.
That's definitely a good way to put this. That's why this first half's been, for sure.
And one of the things that Fowler does to you is it really doesn't matter if it's a pass play or run play. You've got to count to a count of about three. And if you haven't got him down in that count of three, odds are it's probably going to be a touchdown.
Yeah.
Or at least a big gainer.
Big gain, right.
So it doesn't matter if he's running the football or passing the football. You've got about one, two, three. And if you haven't got to him by then, you're in bad shape.
Yes.
Yeah, and when you're I can only imagine being a coach for Laverne, as we have Coach Tim Allen was to the right of us here in the booth up here. You got to be holding your breath every time he touches the ball.
Yes.
Like you don't know what's going to happen, and he's always one play away from breaking. He is a fantastic player.
And what they tried to do, the adjustment Laverne tried to make, because Duer was running inside really fast. They brought their linebackers inside, so Duer, they just said, okay, we're an option. You're in. If he takes the quarterback, you keep it. If he doesn't, we're going to pitch it. We're going to run the cornerback with a. You know, back off the ball with the receiver, and now they've kind of got two-on-one football going.
Yes.
And so it's going to be interesting to see the adjustments because to get the inside game, they brought the linebackers in, but now Duer, of course, is making adjustments the other way. So they're kind of keeping, Vern on their heel defensively. Vern hasn't found a formula that works right now.
Yes. And, the option play a while ago when they ran it twice.
Right.
Yeah.
And that option scared me. We have Laverne has one guy out there. You have a pitch man, you have a quarterback, and he's guessing. And you can't guess with the athletes.
Saw Rustin Dillman and made him make that decision. He actually made the play.
Yes.
He did everything
he was supposed to
do, and he's been great out there. And he made Fowler make a decision. Fortunately, there's only one of him and two of them, and that's what, that's why
he just got lucky on that play because it's a split-second decision. He just happened to guess right.
Right. So we're going to take a break, be right back, talk a little bit about kind of what we expect to see in the second half, and then talk a little bit about the history of a couple of these teams. So we'll be back after this on our 101 Road to the Top. Duer leads Laverne in the Class B State Championship 22-12 on our 101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right. 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
You go where the herd goes. Now get there for less with the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick. A gas-powered engine delivers a top speed of 40 miles per hour, best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get the Sidekick now for zero down, 0% APR for 60 months, or save $2,200 now through December 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. Easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Back here at Northwestern, our Class B state championship game. The Dewar Dragons lead the Laverne Tigers 22-12. And a little bit about how we got here. It started out, Laverne took the lead early. They onside kicked the opening kick and recovered it in a great decision by Coach Tanner Woods. And they ended up driving it down the field. A big play from Peyton Freeman to Houston Bachelman put him at the one-yard line. Freeman ran it in, a one-yard out, and that made it 6-0 Laverne. Then quickly, Dewar answered with that NASCAR offense in about a little under 2 minutes, about a minute. I think we said a minute 50 or something, minute 47, something like that. They drive down the field and pick up the touchdown. It was a 3-yard run by Sean Maxwell and the 2-point run by Maxwell as well. One of a, call me a couple 2-point conversions we've seen converted. 8-6 the score after that. That was followed by Laverne getting the ball back. Then they scored after a big long drive started at midfield. 3-yard run by Peyton Freeman. 2-point no good, made it 12-8. Then a 50-yard touchdown pass, the longest touchdown play in this game, 50-yard pass, Joey Fowler to Thomas Brownfield, extra point, no good, Dewar back in front, 14-12. Then we saw some turnover on downs. We saw an interception by Dewar. We saw an interception by Laverne. We saw a turnover on downs by Laverne as teams traded possessions. And then right before, about right around a couple minutes left in the half, we saw a 16-yard run by Joey Fowler, and then a 2-point conversion run by Fowler, making it 22-12, which puts us where we're at right now. And I mean, guys, if you're looking into the second half, if you're Laverne, what are your takeaways from the first half as positives, and what are you working on to come out here in the second half?
Well, the positives for me are you won the toss and deferred, you onside kicked and got the ball back, so you didn't lose a possession. Then you're getting the ball back here in the third quarter, so go make something of it. You know, you got to go down score right now and get it 22-20, and get this thing shored back up. And, gosh, you got to figure out some way to get Dewar to punt the football.
Well, that's right. But I think you made a key here is that you're going to get the football, and you need to go get it, and you need to put pressure on Dewar. And, you know, and you got to tell your kids, we're going to go score. We're going to get the ball. We're going to go score. We're going to cut out the penalties. We're going to go score now. If we don't get the stop this time, we're going to go down to score, and we're going to get it the next time.
Yep.
This is a game of stops. And,
yes, it is.
And both teams have got Dewar has got some big stops on inches on that one play. Laverne got some on a pass interception. Mm-hmm. But – What you got to do is you got to tell your team what we've got to do is keep the pressure on them. Mm-hmm. Give ourselves a chance to make a stop on our defense, because if you go punt the football or you throw an interception or you give it up on downs and they go score, well, pretty soon your stops don't matter. It's all on your offense now to try to make big plays. If you can just say, we're going to go score and we're going to stay within this range so that we're going to give our defense,
right,
and we're going to make a play and we're going to get a stop, then we can score and get ahead.
Yeah, the defense made a play here in the first half, another play or two in the second half, and this thing evens up quite a bit.
Yeah.
But you got to go take care of the ball on offense. You got to sustain your drives and cut down on the mistake. Now, I'll say, in the first quarter, Laverne had three false starts.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, we've watched them all year long, and we've not seen this. Yeah. We've not seen Laverne do this.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, sometimes the defense can start calling the cadence for
That's
you
what I think
and
is
get
happening.
Your offense yep. off mark. Mm-hmm. That happened last week mm-hmm. In the Shattuck game. And so long and short of it is, do your job, execute the play,
right.
and see if you can get a turnover. And, man, if you could just get Durer to punt a couple times this half, that stops that high-powered offense from being on the field.
Yeah, I think there's two things I'm looking at if I'm Coach Woods right now. One, if you just take a look at the Texas 3A two-state championship game. Canadian, heavily favored, super-fast offense. Franklin, sloppy run team. They just hung around and hung around. They never let the lead get above 14. And then at the end of that game, Canadian won it on a miracle play in the last 30 seconds. But – Franklin takes the lead late because they just hung in and they wore them down. Laverne's got to stay with the game plan. You can't start playing left-handed out there. And the other thing is, you've played Fowler about as good as anybody. He's the second interception of the season. You've been able to keep him. He's got one 50-yard large play, but you've kept him relatively in check about as much as you can. And you can say, hey, guys, this is what we want to happen. We just got to make one play or two plays here and put some points on the board.
I think the kids have to believe in the game plan because the game plan has worked. It's just been a few mistakes, not getting it by an inch. They've really done exactly what they want to do, and they've held them to 22 points. Now, that sounds like a lot, but for 8-man and this Fowler and company, that's pretty good defense. Yes. So you're going in here and say, guys, don't get down. I'll tell you something else. You know, these fans have got – I think Laverne fans have got a little down. I don't know. I've been watching them, and I think they need to get rowdy. Even if they get another touchdown down, they've got to get rowdy, and they've got – because this team has to somehow put together about three or four plays on defense.
Yes.
And get a stop, and they're going to need that crowd behind them.
I honestly believe if Laverne's going to win this game – it's going to be one on the defensive side mm-hmm. of football. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be one on the offense. Now, they got to get the lead before they can win. I'm not mm-hmm. saying they can't just sit on what they're
what you're saying doesn't matter.
Rest on their laurels. Right. But they got to go get the lead. But the game's going to be won by stops.
It doesn't matter what your offense does if your defense can't get a stop.
That's exactly.
Yeah, we'll take a break. Come right back and talk a little about what we got upcoming. And we got a little special segment we're going to talk about. We got some referees. What exactly is the referee cancer?
Officials versus.
They don't
cancer,
have
yes.
cancer. They're officials versus cancer. Different.
There's some people that wish we did probably. But no, it's officials versus cancer. It's foundation.
Very cool. Very cool. We'll talk about that when we come back. We'll take a break right back here. Durer 22, Laverne 12 at our Class B state championship game at the half. We'll be back. Our K-1 road to the top.